This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, the clock is ticking. For a couple of different reasons, my friends. One, because, yeah, daylight savings time, right? A lot of people are not into the whole daylight savings time and having to flip back or, you know, spring ahead. But guess what? On Sunday, November 7th, that's what's exactly what is going to happen. So make sure you pay attention, because then you wake up and you don't want to be late or early for wherever it is that you have to go. So, you know, we spring ahead and then we fall back. So I suppose the good news is you could get that extra hour of sleep, even though it's infuriating to some people and they'd like to see the whole thing go away. How about you? I'm Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us here on this Odyssey. And speaking of time ticking away, that's it in Virginia. And when I say that's it, it is, in fact, Republican Glenn Youngkin, who shocked Terry McAuliffe to win the Virginia governorship. And he pulled off a big upset. Some are calling it an upset for the ages, and perhaps that's true. I think McAuliffe was surprised. A lot of what McAuliffe did on the campaign trail was hammer Trump and Trumpism and the fallout, as he was calling it, from the Trump era, where Youngkin was focusing on education. He was focusing a lot on the economy, and was not going back to what happened a couple of years ago in the election. I mean, he just he resisted the impulse, I suppose, even if he was asked about it a couple of times. And the strategy, I think, was just full speed ahead. When you're running, you look at what's happening in a state that you didn't think was going to, many people didn't think was going to flip after 10 years of Democrats, Democrats, Democrats. So he had his own messages, and he focused on those messages, and he walked away with the win in a very tight, tight campaign. So how about that? And especially the Biden presidency, too, is unpopular. The president right now has an average approval rating of 43% because people aren't happy with the results of him being the president, just focusing on the results. A lot of that goes with the economy and what happened during the pandemic, and the pandemic that we're in, you know, right now still, and the fallout of that, what's happening to businesses, especially, and people, and what's going on in the schools. And that was really part of the focus of Youngkin and bucking the status quo of the Democratic Party and the handling of school children during COVID, where he said that McAuliffe was definitely out of touch, and you had lots of people in the suburbs who voted for Youngkin, you know, some of the suburbs that perhaps would have gone the other way. What happened to the independents? You've got all these tensions between parents and school boards, and that continues to grow, and a big, big win. And I think McAuliffe, who made it about Washington, some of what he discussed anyway, that really came back to perhaps bite him. And that's not the only election that the Republicans might have taken as far as governor is concerned, because New Jersey is looking like it could go in that direction, too. That has not officially happened at this point, but it is really a kind of a toss-up at this point, and with the polls closed and the results still coming in, it's too close to call. The very latest that I have in a check with the fam and other people that I know, the Republican challenger, Jack Cittarelli, is outperforming expectations. And most polls show that Murphy does have a lead, or had a lead heading into Election Day, and has a slight lead, but it's just too close to call at this point after the shocker in Virginia. So time has ticked away for those that were running. And then some issues that were also on ballots across the country. A big one was in Minneapolis. The voters rejected scrapping police departments after the George Floyd murder. There was the call to defund the police, and that did not happen. The people who campaigned to keep the police departments intact said it was too risky to go for a big change in policing in the city, especially facing a crime wave. And they also worried the national backlash would be ignited if Minneapolis embarked on a change. At least that's what some were saying. So regardless of the why, that's what happens. It's not changing. So the police department stays intact for now. A couple of other quick election day odds and ends, so to speak, to throw out here at the top. I know we have people listening in Ohio. Ohio Democrat Chantel Brown looks like wins a House race for a seat that was open, a U.S. House seat that was held by Housing Secretary Marsha Fudge. So Brown chairs the County Democratic Party, defeated the Republican Laverne Gore, a business owner and activist. So it's interesting because that district, the 11th Congressional District, is a heavily Democratic area, so there you go. But it stretches from Cleveland to Akron, so she would fill the remainder of Fudge's term, which runs until January 2023, and then would face re-election again next year under a congressional map that, of course, is looking like that's going to be redrawn. So for now, that's where that stands. A lot of times Ohioans are really on top of who's running and what's happening, and they go out to vote. Sometimes the turnout in Ohio, I'm always curious about that, is pretty decent, and I think that was the case there. In Boston, the first woman or person of color is elected as Boston mayor. So the Boston city councilor, one of them anyway, Michelle Wu, became the first woman to be elected, and again, of color, to be elected mayor of Boston after her opponent, fellow councilor, Anessa George, conceded defeat. So she is a Democrat, and she has close relationships with people like U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren. But the city had only elected white men as mayors for nearly 200 years until Tuesday. So that's a pretty interesting thing that happened as far as the history of that city when it came to Election Day. All right, time is ticking away for me to wrap this up and meet you on the other side.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Make you go, huh? And a mic drop mixed in between. I talked about this the other day. And a lot of you asked me some questions about this in our mailbag, and I kind of pushed them aside. It is true. There is a tour bus in Hong Kong. They do have a five-hour ride that is for people who just want to nap. Tickets go from $13 to $51 American dollars. It includes an eye mask and earplugs. I love it. You know, when you're just exhausted, Hong Kong is a big, crowded city, even in a pandemic. So you're exhausted, you just want to get on the, you just want to get on with life where you can take a nap, and you're not going to hightail it back to where you live, so you jump on the bus. Just get on the bus, take a nap. I think it's good. You know, it's like babies. That sometimes you have to drive babies around, and that's how they fall asleep. I can remember doing that with my nephew. I'd be driving him around, and he'd be gone. He'd be out in, like, minutes. There's something soothing about the ride. And plus, I avoided all those big bumps, the speed bumps. I knew the areas where there was huge speed bumps that I thought were not regulation, and that would have woken them up, so I avoided that. I don't know about these tour buses and how smooth they are, but I would imagine they're pretty smooth. I guess a lot of people are really taking them up on that offer, and the tickets are flying out the window, so, you know, there you go. If you're looking for a job, you're not alone. CNBC reported that 55% of workers are, yes, looking for a new gig. What do you do when you're looking for a new gig? Well, that's a big question. Some people in corporate jobs have 401ks, and so they hang on to them and then ultimately flip them over. That was the CNBC approach, because, of course, they're talking about money, 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 and they talk about what do you do when you leave your company and you're hunting, and you've got this sizable or just anything in a 401k plan, you flip it over. I did that when I worked for CBS, right? CBS was pretty good to me. And especially I was a kid then, and I was smart enough to think kind of ahead, like, ooh, what happens if I have this decent lifespan, where am I going to be with the career behind the mic? So there you go. It's just a matter of flipping it over. It's that easy, CNBC. Come on. You knew that, right? All right, to me, this is the ultimate in gift giving. And in fact, I think it's really the mic drop. There is an app, because there's an app for everything, called Jolly that lets you anonymously exchange gifts with others. So, like, regifting, right? And it's kind of a Secret Santa tradition going digital, too. You could probably use it for that. I love the name of it, Jolly. And it's really easy to use. I looked at it. You can, you can be private on it. You can exchange gifts and be anonymous. They have parties that you join, etc. And that's the way that you do. You can give a gift. You can get a gift. You can have wish lists. So you can have a wish list out there and people know what to get you instead of trying to figure out what to get you. Only in the first world, right? But I think it's good. Then you don't have to play the mystery game. So I'm going to say Jolly is smart. I like it. It's just like when you're married and you got to have, the lists of what people are going to get you. And, cause they want to give you something and they don't know if you don't leave the breadcrumbs. So it's a new way to leave breadcrumbs. So Jolly, I like it. I think you are the mic drop. I hear no mic drop. I think Jeremy disagrees with me that it's not the mic drop. I love it. And what if you don't have anyone? What if you're solo and you don't have anyone to get a gift from? You could go on there and have a little fun with that. I mean, everyone by now is thinking I'm crazy. And they're like, why isn't she talking about this election again? You already know who won. I already told you. The strategy worked. It was brilliant. Virginia went GOP because Youngkin was smart the way he played the game. He knew exactly what to do. Play it where you're not constantly beating the drum of things that happened a couple of years ago and just focusing on the things that don't seem to be working and what people are not happy with. So there you go. All right, back to things that make us go, huh? And I don't think that made us go, huh? I think that there was an expectation that election could have been lost by McAuliffe and that the Democrats were not paying close enough attention again. And that's what happened. They got burned thinking that, oh, he's a known quantity. And it didn't help. It didn't work. That's it. Period. End of the story there. All right. Something else that has kind of tripped up that I've seen lately that I've been looking at, and the thing that I think is so interesting in the world of entertainment is movies, and are people going back to movies or not? Because traditionally, we always did the cheap movie review when we could. Traditionally, this is a big time of the year for movies because normally kids will be getting out of school. And there would be child-appropriate movies for younger children and teenagers you could drop off at the movies. And movies played a big role in a lot of people's lives. But now, because of the pandemic, I wonder how tough it is for the theater chains to really seriously get people to go back to the movies. I know recently I've talked to people who have gone back for the first time in like 18, 19 months on this show because, I'm like that crazed content person. I like it all from politics, business, sports and entertainment. It's just a good way to give my brain a rest unless the movie is lousy. And we have been back to the movies because could there be a safer place? Nobody's going. So, that's what I always thought, the way they were cleaning them, and plus nobody was there. And still, I think people are a little bit leery about that, and I wonder if we'll see that that will change in this upcoming year. There's some pretty interesting holiday movies that are coming out, and maybe that draws people back in or not. I saw Dune, and it was excellent. And this is kind of, well, it's not kind of, it is a sci-fi deal, but it has a better story to it, I think, than some sci-fi movies. And it had a record-breaking start. So it was number one a couple weeks in a row. And it stars Timothy Chalamet, and it was really well done. I don't want to spoil it for everybody. It had, I guess, a huge budget. But it's grossed almost $70 million in North America and $292 million globally. So they've got a sequel that's coming out, and that's going to come out, I guess, not until 2023. So how about that? What's even more interesting to me is Halloween Kills, which stars Jamie Lee Curtis, who was in the original Halloween, went into its third weekend, and it came in second, $8.5 million. But, you know, so here we go again with a modern trilogy, and it's grossed $115.1 million globally. They're making some money on that movie. There's just something about Michael Myers and the scariness of Halloween that draws us in, that story, if you like horror movies. And it's the gift that just keeps on giving. So will the movies bounce back? I mean, there's a big question for 2022. Will people go back and just not be worried about, okay, we know there's protocols in place, or I feel safe, or whatever it is, and I just want to go to the movies and eat bad popcorn with butter all over it and sit and see a film on a big screen. And they're not blind to this in Hollywood. They have promos that show a squeezed tiny screen and say, this is a movie that would be, deserves to be seen on a big screen, prompting people in saying, you know, coming back to the movies and come and see what you're missing when you're not seeing this on a big screen. That's one of the big questions. At the tail end of the year, we'll review some of the big stories, and we'll look ahead with some predictions as to what will happen in 2022. And since we're already in November, we're getting those shows together. That's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to throw in your two cents, you can. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Perhaps the biggest race of national interest on the Election Day 2021 ballot was in Virginia, where Democrat Terry McAuliffe says he wants every vote to be counted in that race for governor.
Folks, If I said long ago, this is a different state. When Ralph and I were elected 8 years ago, we have made our state open and welcoming. But the fight continues. We got to make sure we protect women's right to choose here in the Commonwealth.
That was McAuliffe, who's been governor of that state before, speaking earlier in the evening to supporters, but not conceding to Republican Glenn Youngkin. Meanwhile, Eric Adams will become New York City's 110th mayor as voters chose him over the Republican challenger Curtis Sliwa. With a 7-0 Game 6 win in Houston, the Atlanta Braves have won the World Series. And this is USA Radio News. It's the city where the so-called defund the police movement was born, but most of the folks in that city have voted to keep the police force in place. Projections say Minneapolis residents decided to retain the city's traditional police department and not convert it to a Department of Public Safety. The measure had been sparked by the 2020 killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer. The CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, giving the green light for children 5 to 11 to be able to receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. It followed a vote by the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization as they voted to approve the vaccines for those kids.
So we have a total of 14 yeses, 0 noes, and so the motion passes, and the interim recommendation is now a recommendation by the ACIP.
Now that it has full approval, those vaccinations can begin immediately. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm excited to take you to really a magical place, Fiji. Think about it in your mind and introduce you to a special author. Her name is Anne Denata, and she has written a book called Twisted Roots Standing Tall. And wait till you hear her story, and wait till you hear her wisdom. You need to get this book. I am so serious. Anne, thank you so much for coming on.
You're very welcome, Kate. Thank you.
So
lovely.
Tell me what the book's about. Tell everybody that's listening what your book is about.
Basically, it's about my life's journey, and everyone is more than just their life's journey. These are experiences for lessons for life. I lost my parents as a teenager. I had 20 years of being a victim, sexual abuse, and then I traveled the world. I kept running and running, I guess is what you'd say. So it's about my journeys around the world. I've been a world traveler, about my determination, about how I actually ran at times to therapists because I was hurting so much. And then I learned that when my life wasn't going well, I needed to do more therapy. And I was fortunate to take 2 weeks intensive, silent retreats with therapists in nature. And then I had such an independent spirit, basically, I think because I needed control, because my inner world was out of control, and I had to become a businesswoman, self-employed. I needed to be. I was reasonably intelligent and really couldn't really work for people who didn't inspire me. And so I started 5 to 6 small businesses and ended up being a shamanic healer. And then I lost my husband about 5 years ago of almost 35 years. And we bought the land together in 1989, so it's about 32 years since we owned this land. But the whole thing has basically been my product. And so now I'm on the island, spending my children's inheritance, and I have about 10 to 13 workers daily developing this property. I have my own home, guest house, and caretaker house.
Wow, how exciting in Fiji. Let's start to the beginning of your journey. You told me a sad story about when you were a child. So the abuse and what you were running from started at a very, very young age as you unraveled that and figured that out. What happened when you were about 18 months old?
My mother went into hospital for the birth of my sister. My father found some caretakers, a husband and wife, and I think they had a little boy from my recollection. Because we can go back, we have access to our conception, which I was able to do. And somehow or other, I was abused by him. I was sodomized. My spirit left my body. I went into a lot of rage. There was no support. I'm still dealing with that. And somehow or other, I bit his penis. And he tossed me, threw me across the wall, the room in rage, against a plastered hard wall, and my energetic left side was frozen. From then on, took 50, 60 years to discover that. And then when you carry a certain energy pattern, energy like energy attract each other. So I carried a sexual abuse energy. I became an incest survivor, and my father brainwashed me to believe he was loving me, or he was teaching me to love. And then I got to the point I refused. And then he came in one night, took off his belongings, told me had the gun, told me he was going to commit suicide, and I could not move. I'd had a dream 2 weeks before which told me one of us would be dying, etc. And then I heard the shot, and 5 minutes had to go to find him. It took me 20 years to unravel the brainwashing.
Wow. Wow. All right. Hang on a second. So, Anne, after telling us, and thank you for sharing that story, because I think there are so many people that have had traumatic events, maybe not the same as yours, but that you share that so openly, I think that can help other people. And it's led you to what you told us about, that your book's about, and you found a clearing, you found a way to move forward. How did you do that?
Desperation. At 16, my boss told me, I had just broken up with my boyfriend, and he said, "Anne, you need to get help." So I went to a psychiatrist at 16. He eventually took a sabbatical and another abandonment issue for me. Then after my parents died, I went into a depression for 7 years. It came out of it when I married, feeling that somebody loved me. Had 3 children, and knew I did not want to leave these energy patterns with my children, although you can't. You do it with the kids. They pick energy up by osmosis. And I really had to do it for them. It took years before I'd do any of this clearing, cleansing, and purifying for myself. Literally years.
But you did it, and I think that's the key takeaway. And what do you want people to take away from reading Twisted Roots Standing Tall?
I want them to know that although they may not know that they have tragedy or trauma, the physiology of the body is such that it blocks the memory for survival. So when Jesus said they know not what they do, in some essence, this is what he's meaning. They have no idea what they have been through, they've seen or heard or experienced. And the subconscious and their higher self is just waiting for the right moment to get them to start this, the most loving journey they could ever make for themselves. it's the greatest gift, because all of their experience are only lessons. They are not the real thing. The real inner them is purity, is joy, is bliss, is abundance, is an amazing ability to create the life they want.
So for you, too, the life that you want and what you've been able to do is also, besides this book, which is a, really a gift and a song, by the way, to pick up on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or you can go to your website. You have andinata.com. You work on helping people get clear. What is that like for you to be able to do that?
Well, I think I came to it. I was lucky my friend could see energy, and she had told me I'd been working on energy most of my life. And we meditated for 10 years, and she could see what I could do. And I worked with clients with demons and fought the battles with them, because everything is energy, and the true power is the finest and that. And so I spent 20 years with almost two cleaning companies, residential cleaning companies. So I started working on cleaning houses, residential houses, and then I moved to cleaning people's bodies. And so it's all experiential. There's no PhD. There's no certificates or degrees. Our society doesn't value, in my opinion, as much as it needs to, experiential work. And it was through her seeing it and my going to India and someone asking me, would you give me another healing? I said, what? I'm a businesswoman. Anyway, so that's another story. I ended up starting 5 to 6 businesses, and the end one was my healing, my shamanic healing work. I used to go to Boston 3 times a year and work with clients there as well as in my business.
Wow. And so obviously you've helped a lot of people. You helped yourself. You went through the journey. You traveled the world. You figured out what you needed to do, and you've passed it on. And that's the value of this book. Will you write another book besides this one?
There isn't. Well, it could be a sequel to that one, because I am still on this journey, and it is a very deep, deep journey, not just mine, everyone's is. There's nothing more exciting or freeing. But I'm keeping a diary now of my experience here in Fiji, working with the locals, the Fiji customs of the less professional, and I may learn to put that into a blog. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Wow, so that could be next. Well, we look forward to that, because I can only imagine what it's like to be there in Fiji, and you've taken us there, I think, in our minds. And again, the book is Twisted Roots, Standing Tall, and Donata. Thanks for everything that you do for humanity, but this book as well. I think you're going to be able to help a lot of people with this book, and you probably already have, so thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. I think the parting message I'd like to say that 90% of the people, 95%, we've all had trauma, and trauma is not the real us, and that I think it's important that people realize that we make about 36 decisions a day, and 95% to 97% of those decisions are made from our subconscious. And the question is then, how much of our conscious mind is really us? And how much are we operating out of old, unserving patterns?
Yeah.
So when your life's not going well, go inward.
Go everything, inward.
Yeah. Everything starts from within.
Yeah.
And the greater the spirit, the stronger, the greater the trauma, the stronger the spirit.
Perfect note to leave this. Thank you so much, Anne.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Kate. Bye. Have a good day or afternoon.
Bye-bye.
Hey,
Guys, why settle for poor quality Poudyarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudyarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudyarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Wow, what a perfect time to do this as Halloween is almost upon us. I'll tell you what, when I think of Harrisonville, Rhode Island, it scares me to death because of The Conjuring and what happened in that house. And I can't tell you how thrilled I am to welcome to the show Andrea Perrin, and also Susan Slaughter is with us, and she is an expert, I mean, truly, when it comes to the paranormal. You've caught her, I'm sure, on Ghost Hunters Academy, Ghost Hunters International, Paranormal, caught on camera. She has me hooked and scared. So both of you, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Andrea, first tell me, you think about this 30-some years ago, more than that, 1971, your family moving into the house, all the excitement over this great big house, the family moving in, and then how did it just all fall apart for you? What was that like?
Well, it's not that it fell apart per se. It seemed our awareness happened gradually and incrementally. But within the first few minutes of moving into the house, I saw a full body apparition that I thought was flesh and blood. And my sister Nancy saw him disappear into thin air. And that happened within the first 5 to 10 minutes. The second night we were in the house, my sister Cindy crawled into bed with me and said that she heard voices in her room, and they were telling her over and over, there are 7 dead soldiers buried in the wall. No, I mean, we went from being a perfectly normal family to a paranormal family within a matter of a few hours, a couple of days, we realized this was nothing like the house that we had come from.
Wow, so how did you deal with that?
We got used to it over time. We learned to live with it. My father didn't even believe that it was happening. He said, you know, he doesn't believe in ghosts. I wanted to say, well, Dad, guess what? They believe in you. You know, my mother said to him one time, she said, you know, Roger, the existence of spirits in this house is not contingent upon your belief in them, which, you know, silenced him immediately. But eventually he started having his own experiences that were so compelling and disturbing, he just simply couldn't deny it anymore. But, you know, we had everything invested in this magnificent piece of property, and to leave it would have bankrupted our family. So we couldn't just walk away. We had to live here. You know, people ask me all the time, you know, why did you stay? And there are a lot of answers to that question. But in retrospect, I look back now and realize that we stayed here because we were supposed to and have the experiences that we did. And then 30, almost 40 years after we moved out, I was supposed to tell the story, which took me almost 7 years. It took 7 years exactly. Almost as long as we lived here, it took for me to chronicle the events. The Conjuring barely scratches the surface of this story.
Yeah, but for you, is it a great release and relief to be able to share that with people?
I think it's more so liberating to others who've had experiences of their own that they chose not to share for fear that they would be dismissed, laughed at, called crazy. When people read my books and they see moments of similarity and experiences that they've had as well, it does give them the freedom to speak their own truth. I think it's the greatest benefit of having the courage to tell such a dark tale of pure evil existing in the world. But it wasn't all doom and gloom. No, it was good and evil and darkness and light, and knowing that love conquers fear. That was the greatest lesson from living there, is that we came together as a family and we survived this.
Wow. Susan, for you, I mean, you're an expert in this. What is this like to have this opportunity and to get that feeling around the house? And what do you get from this house and this story?
Well, I've known about this house and the story since I started becoming interested in the paranormal myself. As a young investigator, I followed the Warrens and their investigations around the country. I learned about all the houses and stories and haunts, you know, through their lens. But as I started to investigate myself, I developed my own tactics and my own beliefs through my own experiences. And being able to come to this farmhouse with the Perrin family is kind of a pinnacle in my paranormal career, because I am able to corroborate the stories and, you know, I guess the hauntings that Andrea and her family have experienced with the investigation that we're going to have going on this weekend. And so starting Friday, all the way through Halloween night, the Dark Zone has cherry picked our favorite paranormal experts, and we all brought them to the Conjuring House to assist the parents in getting, you know, some answers to what happened during their life here in the farmhouse. I think that a lot of the stories have not been portrayed, and I feel like have been actually misinterpreted or chopped and screwed for the sake of Hollywood. We want to get down to the bottom of this. This is the truth of, you know, true paranormal investigation is working with a family who's dealt with these hauntings and using my expertise and the best gear in the field. We are actually inviting anyone who joins the darkzone.tv for this event to become investigators with us. And so what that entails is that you'll have access to every single camera on site, and you'll be able to see everything as it happens and unfolds in real time. Plus, we'll have microphones on our cameras. You'll be able to hear and see everything on our investigations and have access to us via the chat room on the Dark Zone to ask us questions in real time. You know, let us know if you see anything happening in the house. You can ask Andrea questions that you have about her experiences while she lived in the home and, you know, partake in EVP sessions. And if you're a paranormal enthusiast, you know exactly what that means. You'll be able to speak to the ghosts through our, you know, our event online and through us as investigators. And if you're a fan of Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures, Paranormal Caught on Camera, we're going to have investigators from all of those teams that you know and love from television to join us on this investigation. You'll be able to, you know, rub shoulders with them as well. So I think that this is like a really unique opportunity for people to get involved in a real investigation and see how it unfolds genuinely.
And again, that's the Dark Zone .tv. You can go there for all of that, right? And it's a 3-day, like you said, live immersive experience documenting everything. And so, Andrea, for you, after what Susan just said, what's your feeling about doing this? Are you, is there an anticipation? Are there a little bit of anxiety? How do you feel about this?
Well, I'm delighted to work actually with Susan for the first time. We've known each other for quite a while, but we've never done anything like this together. So that's wonderful. And I don't think that there is such a thing as an expert in this field. I think that we're all learning, we're all growing, we're all pushing forward in terms of our exploration of this. You know, most people consider this a pseudoscience, and I quickly remind them that no existing accepted form of science was just automatically accepted. All science began as pseudoscience, but none of the equipment that they even use existed back when we lived in this house, and we were on our own. You know, if my family's not experts in what's going on in this house, there's no such thing. But there are seasoned investigators, and what we've gathered for this event is the best of the bunch. And that's important, because when you bring that kind of personal experience to the table, it opens doors, literally and figuratively. So I'm really looking forward to the event. I have no fear of this house at all. And there are members of my family that have never been back. There are members of my family that can't wait to come visit. We all had an individual response and reaction to it, which we will delineate over the course of this weekend, and people can come in and speak with any member of my family about their own personal experiences and garner some more information. And I think it'll be, I think it's going to be unique. Nothing like this has ever been done before, and it may never happen again. It's kind of a one-shot opportunity.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm sure my listeners will be excited as well. I know I'll be there. Andrea Parent, Susan Slaughter, I could talk to both of you all day long. I know you have other people to get to. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.